Will he take him on? He looks at Rivers and he says, "You're a little old. I'm young and I'm sneaky around one." Ames lets it rip. Strikes it two. Michael Walters wins the game for the Dockers.
Off the ground for Bablich. Look at the celebration.
This to send them into a home preliminary final. For the first time in their history, Freo are at home.
Kick
the second last week of the season.
He's kicked the goal.
Looking for their first ever grand final. Fremantle will play Hawthorn in the grand final. Siren sounds.
Harry, welcome back to the Talking Ferro podcast. And what do we give you in the Talking Ferro podcast?
All the latest news and updates.
That's it.
And so we're reviewing the Collingwood game, which we won.
And we are previewing tomorrow's night's clash against the Hawks,
which we are winning. If you looked at our predictions on
Instagram, Talking_Ferro,
27 points, I think it was.
I feel like if it rains, we're going to get... it'll be a little closer.
No, Tabner's kicking six.
You're saying Tabner is going to kick six in the wet?
Yeah. Doesn't matter what the weather is, Tabner's kicking six.
We need him to kick a goal because he's one of the only players in the competition that have kicked a goal in every single game.
Yeah, so he needs to kick one. Yeah. Keep the streak going. And we're 3-6.
We are.
I'm feeling great. I think we'll be 6-6 by those next 3 games.
So we got Hawthorn, we got Carlton, we got Sydney.
Yeah, we're all in Perth. By over 20 points. Be cool right there. Bye.
Harry Bilgoff, be cool.
Yeah, it is. I mean, we're going to win all by 20 plus.
That's it. All right. So, do you think how we played against Collingwood was a different game style to what we've played previously?
I think it was pretty similar. I think it was the ball movement was a lot quicker.
Yeah.
Than maybe in usual games, but we were definitely the better side.
I feel like we set up a lot better at stoppages. Did you notice that?
Yeah, we did.
I think we set up, I went to the game thinking we were going to be absolutely dominated in stoppages due to Grundy. And I thought we probably won them.
Sean Darcy, the GOAT.
The GOAT?
Yeah, Sean Darcy's the GOAT.
I like it how Justin Longmuir decided to rest Darcy up forward. I like that. I would rather him be up forward. Like, even if he's not marking them, he's not going to lose a contest really easy in forward.
Yeah, but is he going to kick us that shot?
Yeah, but I don't think we're putting him up there for that. I think we're putting him up there for just bringing it to ground. Let players such as Schultz run around the field.
Liam Hendry soon.
I reckon. Next week. Carlton.
Yes, it's Carlton next, isn't it? Yes.
Hopefully we win that.
I've heard rumours that Liam Hendry is better than Sarong and Hayden Young.
Yeah, that was Ryan Daniels, isn't it?
So if that's true, we're in the Premiership.
Flag Mantle's back on track. It didn't take a bit of a hit.
We're actually a chance to win the next three to make finals. That is anyone's game.
I mean, we'll go with that. I don't think we're going to make finals, but I think
if we get to 6-6, we're a chance of finals.
I mean, we beat Saints, and if they're considered contenders, surely we are.
The Saints are pretenders. I don't care what people say. Yeah, they beat Port Adelaide, who haven't really beat anyone really good.
Except Richmond.
Yeah.
They played well.
And the Saints also beat Richmond.
Yeah. But so, Richmond, when the Saints beat Richmond, Richmond weren't playing very, very good.
So who can you tell me who the Saints have beaten? No one.
No.
One who's considered contenders. So they're not winning this year.
No, I don't think that Port Adelaide will win either. I think they're going to do it at Brisbane.
Or Geelong.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're probably right with Geelong. Probably more suited to... I think they'll probably win one final, but I don't think they're going to go very far. Moving back onto the Fremantle, who do you think was the best on ground against the Pies?
I think Tabner was pretty good.
Luke
Ryan was good down back again.
I read something in the paper. He wasn't even picked in his school's talent side.
Who's this?
Luke Ryan.
Really?
He wasn't good enough to make the school's talent side.
Well, we've heard a bit of this story before of Matt Fyfe playing the third team.
Yeah, my economics team used to coach him in the seconds, Eli Quinnis.
Oh, well.
Wayne Giles, if you listening.
I think he was putting him in the wrong team.
No, he was the one who, I think, do you know that story about him wanting to go on that Melbourne trip?
Yeah.
I think Nat Fyfe wrote the letter to my teacher. Interesting.
Yeah, there was a teacher at my old school who was part of the the team there, part of the coaching staff.
Small world.
He didn't really mention it about what happened, so he's obviously one of the people who put him in the third team.
Oh, that's a bit awkward.
It is. Well, he's the best player.
The GOAT?
Not of all time.
No. Who do you think is the best of all time?
Oh, I think Gary Abbott Senior was pretty good.
Yeah. Well, obviously, we haven't seen much of him. Any of him, sorry. Yeah.
He's still pretty good.
Yeah.
There's a few players that could be up there for GOAT.
Oh, what about Tobe?
I mean, Tobe, by the end of his career,
he's honestly not playing bad.
He's got 74% kicking efficiency across his two games.
I think he's going to win our Doig medal.
Oh, he's a definite chance.
And if the general public are allowed to go to the Doig medal, we'll be there.
We will be there.
Hopefully, if it's not too expensive.
It's not $200, isn't it?
Yeah, we've made $5 off our podcast sponsorship so far. So
$6, actually.
$6.
$6. So we're getting there.
Well, we can buy us a bucket of chips at the footy.
Goes two. It's cheaper these days because they don't really want people bringing their bags in. Yeah. So it's cheaper. It's $3.30 actually now.
So they brought chips. Why $3.30?
I don't know. It's stupid.
Yeah. That makes no sense. Interesting topic. I mean, it's pretty far off Fremantle. I think Optus Stadium's got the best chips in the country.
They are pretty good, but they're usually the most expensive as well.
Yeah, but
if it wasn't for this year, they're still the most
quality over. Would you rather pay $1 for the same quantity of disgusting chips, or $6 for the same quantity of beautifully crispy chips?
I do like the chips of Optus Stadium, but...
Yeah, exactly. We'll leave it there.
I don't get why they're $6 sometimes.
Because they're the finest quality from Tony Gallardi and the Spuds. That's why.
Okay, we'll leave it there then.
We will leave it there. I think Sarong is honestly...
He's the rising star.
Isaac Rankin.
No, he's not playing as well.
I feel like Isaac Rankin's excitement factor, like the wow factor... But I do think Strong has way more of an influence on the game.
Yeah, he does.
I don't think Rankin zones out for bits. He's
yeah, he has like 5-minute patches.
Yeah.
And then, he didn't do anything else for the rest of it. So I think Sarong, rising star by the end of the year.
Oh, if he keeps playing the way he is, he'd have to be in the top three, almost the top three players this year for us.
Yeah, he actually got a good point there.
Like if he obviously, because... I mean, Tucker was playing well. He was probably up there, Tucker. But obviously,
get used to see Sarong 3 votes.
That's it. I reckon you have a few
votes. With the massive pause because he's going to be winning. So, they leave the little pause there. Yeah. Sarong, Brownlow medalist,
2023.
Or 2024.
I think 2024, if he's
going. In bloody years, if the podcast is still going.
When the podcast is still
going. We will take that clip of my... Great prediction when Sarong has won the Brownlow.
So episode 28, about eight minutes in.
Yeah, that's it. If we remember that.
If we somehow.
I will remember. Because I've had a few calls this year that I've actually.
Well, you've both had a few calls. Calling Adelaide will finish
bottom.
Spooners.
We did think they were going to get one or two wins. But that was in the 23 round season.
Yeah. I feel like if they're going to get a win, it'd be from... Team
they played players. The bottom teams.
Yeah.
Do you want me to tell you who they played?
Okay. You can read it out. We're branching off from Fremantle quite a bit this podcast. Right.
Did they play Sydney? No, they haven't played Sydney.
I think Sydney would still absolutely destroy
them. They played North, who are 15th. They played us, who are 16th. They played the D's, who are 12th, but they're still down there. They played the Suns. They played Essendon. That's five teams all out of the top eight.
Yep.
Their only real chance is Sydney.
I think they have played Sydney.
I think they have as well. I've got a really good feeling.
I think they played in round one. That's it. They played in round one. Played Sydney round one.
I thought they played Gold Coast round one.
No. Well, if we're wrong, we're wrong. Round one. I'm pretty sure they played. Yep, they played Sydney.
Okay, so they've played six teams outside the top eight already.
In the bottom, two of the bottom three.
Yeah, they're done. They're not winning a game.
All right. I have been very critical, and so have you, about Matthew Tabana.
It's more of his set shots, not his marking, his set shots.
He's number three in the comp for contested marks. Number three in the comp.
Yeah. I've never doubted his marking. He's always had a good mark, but he used to not be able to go back and take the shot. But last week he proved
everyone wrong.
He did. And you know what? We don't mind that as fair supporters.
No, we don't. And we want him, but the thing about him is I want to see him do it again this week.
Yeah, he has to back it up.
Yeah.
With his six goals.
Yeah, six goals. All
right. If we get that call right on Instagram, we're going off.
If we get a win, we have a good video, don't we, Harry?
We do. We do have a good video every win.
if that's something you want to see, make sure you head to our Instagram. Every win, we post a nice little funny
video with the song.
The first song. So if you have any suggestions of what video we should use,
send them through. Because
do send them through.
Because there's kind of only a short supply of good videos for it.
Don't worry, there's a banger one coming when we win tomorrow night.
Yeah, when we win, and when we win the next week, and the one after. And we don't even know who our opponents are in round 14, but we're going to win.
Okay, let's preview the game against the Hawks. So we were predicting 27
Asian
points.
Hill are back in.
Yeah.
I'm a bit worried with Asian Hill back. And I don't even know what Asian's injury was.
Concussion.
Because they didn't tell us until like midweek what it was.
We didn't know until he was just not selected.
So Akers was dropped.
Yep.
Do you reckon he comes back?
I think Blakely did enough to hold his spot.
Honestly, Blakely got a lot of the ball. His disposal efficiency was 56%, which is well below our average of the year. And it just wasn't good enough, if we're honest.
I feel like you have to give him another shot.
He gets the ball, but this explains why he hasn't been in the team.
Yeah.
He can't kick.
You said that last year as well.
Yeah. If he saw how I was kicking, he's getting 2 to 3 Brownlow votes a game with the round touch.
He goes and gets his, yeah. He's good at contested ball as well.
So he just needs to sort out his kicking, and then he's on his way.
Fife. He will play forward this week, I think.
Yeah, apparently he likes it down forward.
Apparently they want to play him there. So I think we're going to see less and less of him in the midfield. So I do think he can't win the Brownlow ever again, to be honest.
Well, not if he kicks 3 every week and gets 15, 20 touches.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I think could we see Nat Fife win a Coleman in the future? If he plays forward the whole game. 22 rounds.
Yeah. I'd actually honestly love to see.
Win a Coleman?
If he sorts out his set shot, he doesn't like the drop punt set shot.
He just a snap every single time.
I mean, I don't think he's missed one for a while, so you can't be too critical.
Yeah, but when he does, he's going to cop it.
Yeah. Especially from
Jason Justin.
Yeah.
The Chief.
Especially, you know what I was thinking about? I'm just bringing up the Chief. Lucky Schultz. He dribbled one for about 45 metres.
Yeah.
When I saw that, I was thinking, you better get it in, because if you don't, will absolutely explode.
Yeah, he'll say, like, you're a young player, you should know better. Look, if you want to play again.
Look, Lockie, it's your second year in the AFL. And if no one knows your name yet, no one knows your name. You've only played a handful of games. But if you do that, no one will. And then
yeah, it's all right, that. Something like that. Remember when Crozier copped it?
Oh, when he was teaching the
teaching the
school kids about how to dribble it from the boundary. Yeah, Chief wasn't happy. But I don't think, to be fair, if you're in that position, there's not much else you can do.
Unless someone's at the top of the square.
Yeah. But let's just presume there wasn't. I mean, I feel like I would honestly rather dribble it than snap it.
True, that is true.
If I had to run around and snap it, I feel like I wasn't honestly better off dribbling it.
Yeah, you've kind of got a point there. So is there anyone you think gets dropped? Well, there has to be because two people coming in.
I feel like maybe they might drop Frederick, to be honest.
To be honest, I think he is going to get dropped as well.
Yeah, he didn't.
17% kicking efficiency.
Yeah, he looked lost out there, to be honest.
Yeah.
I feel like we want him to get game time, but
he's not quite ready.
Yeah, I think. He's had his first few games. That's good. He's got over the first bit. Now he needs to go back and work on a few things to get back in the ones.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
That is how you do it.
But someone else needs to be dropped.
Matera or Collier. It'll be one of those.
It's got to be Matera. I'm sorry.
Collier actually did pretty well.
Matera. It's Geelong. 0% disposal efficiency.
Yeah. Okay.
Against Collingwood, 33% kicking efficiency.
So
he averages 16.5%. Kicking efficiency in the last two games.
Good form.
That's horrible. Like, that's like someone at local level will have better kicking efficiency than that.
I feel like as soon as Liam Henry is ready, though, I think Collie would go out as well.
Yeah, well,
I feel like
I think we'll be seeing Liam Henry next Saturday night.
Oh, under lights?
Yeah, we're getting a few night games. I'm loving it. And West Coast's getting twilight.
Yeah, we were having a big complaint last year. Or was it? Yeah, it was last year. We got
0 Thursday and Friday nights.
Yeah.
Well, we still haven't got any, have we?
Yeah, we've had a few Mondays.
Mondays aren't great.
I would honestly rather a Friday.
It's kind of a reject game, the Monday night.
Oh, I'll get around it.
Yeah, we get around it. But people like are at school, people at work, struggle to get there. That's why we had 20,000 there.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And I think it's going to be very wet conditions tomorrow. Very wet.
It's going to be wet all week.
It's wet today, actually. But we're going to have a month's worth of rain in 4 days.
Yeah, it's just lovely. It's footy weather. So it is.
Okay. Who do you think? Like, I know you see Hawthorn's midfield on paper. Probably.
I've looked at the stats. We win every single section of the stats, except from the scoreboard. We usually score less than them.
Okay. But Warple, do you think, honestly, someone needs to run with him?
Just give him a bit of a nudge to the ribs. And
I feel like Sarong on Warple would be an interesting matchup.
He did well on Dangerfield, didn't he?
He did. What did he have? 22?
Nothing against Warple, but I think Dangerfield is a bit better.
Oh, he played well in the way, Dangerfield, didn't he?
I think Dangerfield's a bit better than Warple.
I think he's just head and shoulders above him.
Yeah, so I think whoever Sarong goes to, he's going to dominate.
Yeah, I hope so. I love to see it. I was in the Marsh series when I was watching him. I was like, I was a bit. Oh, what have we done? But in his credit, he was purposely doing it. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, yeah.
Just so no one would see him coming flying under the radar.
Who's the guy from Port Adelaide, Georgiades?
He's one
person I feel like we might miss. Like, he's a gun.
We might miss what?
Like, if we drafted him, he'd have been really good for us.
Yeah, he is a gun.
Like, he's one player we'd be like, yeah, I want him.
Yeah.
And so it said, he's the best WA player in the draft.
Mm.
He was just injured the whole season.
Well, yes, it just happens.
It does. You miss some and you get some.
I think we might get, Rioli.
He's got a pick.
Yeah, Melbourne or us, isn't it?
I think Richmond might be an option as well.
Yeah.
Hopefully he picks the mighty Freo Dockers.
Everyone looks good in purple. Everyone.
They do.
Tobe looks stunning in purple. His
Tobe lovely ginger looks hair. Brilliant in purple. I mean, you can't look much better than Tobe. I mean, he's just like Zach Dawson. And as we're speaking, West Coast are losing, which is just great entertainment on the podcast.
It's great. So this weekend could be a great. So we've taken the dub, our team.
Yeah, West Coast would lose, and then hopefully they'll get the win.
That's it. Hope so.
That sums up a great sporting weekend.
That is a great sporting weekend. And if Nico Hulkenberg, Lando Norris, and Daniel Ricciardo are on the podium. That would be...
I mean, I think that's a bit of a stretch.
No, Hulkenberg will win.
If he wins, I would lose it.
I think everyone will lose it. I mean, I don't think...
I mean, he is in a pink Mercedes.
Yeah, that's it.
But we don't care. If it's within the rules and you're allowed to copy a car, copy a car.
That's it. All right. Is that all the time we have for today?
I think that is...
Have you got any... Before we go, have you got any big calls for tomorrow night's game?
Apart from... Tabs for 6 goals, yep. Which is very big. I'm not expecting
that. That is huge.
I'll be happy with 3.
With 1.
Tab the kicks one every week.
Yeah, well, hopefully tomorrow is no exception.
Mate, Tab's kicking a goal every game for the rest of his career.
I'm calling strong with 30 plus.
I think we'll get 25. We'll get 25 disposals.
Okay. I feel like wet weather honestly suits
strong. 25 disposals. 10 tackles.
10 tackles.
Yeah, 10 tackles.
In the wet, you're right.
9 clearances.
Oh, that's 3 votes.
It is 3 votes.
No matter if we win or lose.
Cesar wrong for 3 votes.
Cesar wrong.
I reckon he might have got votes for the last 2 games.
Yeah, to be honest. Oh, no. He, Geelong. Yeah. Oh.
He could have got 1, but Geelong.
Oh, we played pretty bad.
Nah, it's wrong.
Strong Brownlow.
Yeah.
2020.
Yeah, that's it. Uh-huh. 2023, 2024. So
2020.
You'll see him up there.
Holding the cup.
No, not the cup.
He will be holding the cup because Freeman will win the cup as well.
He'll be holding the Norm Smith with him as well.
He'll be having Coleman, Brownlow, Rising Star.
I think we give the Coleman to Tabs.
Oh, yeah. No, five.
When he's kicking six a week.
Liam
We're
Henry.
Scoring 100 points every single
Liam
game.
Henry with goal of the year, mark of the year.
What? I reckon you've got to give Fife a chance for mark of the year.
Long,
if he's down forward.
Yeah, if he is down forward, you're right. Long year, coach of the year. Oh, we must touch on this before we go. John Worsfold.
Yes. Would be a good pickup.
He would. His family lives back in WA.
Experience.
Good bloke.
I think Longmore's fine by himself.
Yeah.
But like
that would experience next level, yeah.
People look up to him, so yeah. I think might be able to recruit better.
Very respected, yeah. He'd also be like he's good in all areas of the ground. He can be a defensive coach, midfield coach, forward coach. You know what I mean? Like it's a bit weird saying he's about a coach, but versatile.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a bit weird talking about coaches versatile, but I mean
over the next few years I think we're just gonna let the cobblers do the cobbling.
Yeah, that's it.
And
famous Rossi line saying.
A week is a long time in football.
That's it. All right. Well, we will see you guys. We'll do a live stream after our win against the Hawks.
If we go to the city, we'll try to do one in the city.
Oh, we will. We will. We are going to the city, aren't we?
Yeah.
So if you want to meet us,
check us a DM.
Yeah. All right.
And we'll be somewhere between block 310 and 544.
That's it. All right. See you guys and go free.